WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Loyalty pays off for a former Trump foe as the president-elect wastes no time building his new West Wing team. Correspondent Naomi Ruckham with our top story.
Two sources tell CBS News that President-elect Donald Trump is expected to tap two Florida lawmakers for key cabinet positions, Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State and Congressman Mike Waltz for National Security Advisor.
Donald Trump is not steeped in policy.
Rubio sparred with Trump during the 2016 GOP primaries before dropping out and eventually backing him up through this year's campaign.
New York Judge Juan Merchan is expected to issue a written opinion today on Mr. Trump's request to toss out the verdict in his hush money case. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
He has to decide whether the convictions by a New York jury will stand, and if the convictions stand, what would be the appropriate sentence and when of Donald Trump as he heads to his second term as a president.
We are learning a second American passenger jet was hit by gunfire in Haiti after JetBlue reported a bullet hole in the fuselage of a flight after it landed at JFK in New York. Kevin Adair was on a separate Spirit plane hit with gunfire as it was about to land in Port-au-Prince.
The crash behind us was quite prominent. Sounded like somebody dropped a steel bowl of nails on the floor of the plane or something really loud like that.
The union says a flight attendant was injured by flying debris. Crews north of L.A. are getting a better handle on a wildfire that's ravaged the city of Camarillo. Ventura County Fire Department's Andrew Dowd.
We have identified 192 structures that have been destroyed and 82 that have been damaged by this wildfire.
The flames there now more than 40% contained. A drought-fueled wildfire along the New York-New Jersey border has grown. An Indiana man's been found guilty of murdering two girls while they were out on a hike. CBS's Ian Lee was in the courtroom.
As the judge read out the verdict inside the Delphi, Indiana courtroom, 52-year-old Richard Allen appeared stoic. Behind him, his family wept. On the other side of the courtroom, the families of the two murdered teenagers cried and embraced one another.
A study from USC finds a lot of people who started drinking more during the pandemic never stopped. Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
Some of the increase may have been in response to the anxiety and depression of being in a pandemic, but heavy drinking actually tends to make those conditions worse.
S&P futures down 9. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's award season in the MLB. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Damian Lillard says the Bucks are working hard to get back on track.
You know, we just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well, and not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. It will become a little breezy by late this afternoon and especially into this evening. Our high today in the upper 40s to near 50. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered rain and a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Overtime with Maggie Dawn, we will preview the Trump administration cabinet picks, plus the takeaways from the 2024 election with Civic Media's political editor, Dan Schaefer. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge-watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to hour number two of Nightlight here on a Monday night, trying to make it feel like a Thursday, doing our best, folks. Whenever I hear Doc Rivers talk, I just think what a horrible singer he must be. He's got that voice. If he has a medical condition, I feel bad, but it's just awful.
But you don't care? You're still going to say that? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's a fact. if he's sick, I hope he gets better. But yeah, still probably a bad singer. Good coach, though. John Gordy from
he?
The W.
Is he,
know.
Though?
Who do you think you're talking to here, Conrad? I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, they're not doing very well right now.
Do I look like Mike Clemens?
Just when you kind of look into the light a little bit, that light bounces off your eyes, and like, there's Mike.
I'll take that. I wish I had his pipes. That is voice of Todd Michaels sitting in for the K-Man tonight. Conrad will be back tomorrow night. Great to be working with Todd. And hey, send your texts in, folks. We're reading in just a bit when we let Johnny go here. We're going to read some texts. What is your favorite metal song or heavy metal band? We had some great ones. We got some texts waiting. I will read those soon. And John and Gordy will be here at 7:20 from the WMDX Morning Show in Madison. Great guys. Can't wait to talk to them. But right now, we have a few more minutes with our current guest, Johnny Beaner. He is a Madison-based stand-up comic, very funny guy. And one of my favorite bits of trivia about you, John, is the fact that you were the last new comic on The Late Show with David Letterman. That's got to make you feel good.
That's my favorite credit that I have. It's pretty special.
It is. How is that compared to getting a Dry Bar special? Because when you get your own special, and maybe you've done other ones, but that's a big deal too, right? I mean, that's like all you for what, a half hour, 40 minutes?
Yeah, and the Dry Bar ones have changed. Because I got in the early, you know, when they started, and it was like 45 minutes. The specials were like 45 minutes, and then they switched them down to like 20 minutes. And then I've heard they've got them long again, but I was in one of the longer specials. So that was, you know, it was super exciting. I mean, obviously, you know, and when I did it, Dry Bar was new, so we didn't know how big it was.
Yeah.
To answer your question, David Letterman was more exciting.
when Letterman left, right?
Yeah.
His last night, I bawled like a child for 2 days. Not only because, you know, I was a fan, but
yeah,
I watched that from the beginning,
right,
back in 82, 83 when he was doing his morning show and stuff. So the fact that, Johnny, you had a chance to be there on that stage in the Ed Sullivan Theater, like, how cool is that?
Oh, I mean, the coolest ever. It's just so cool. And so many comics have told me, you got to soak it in because it flies by. And I really did. So I really vividly remember, you know, everything about being there. It was great.
I know you're like already a very schooled comedian when you did it, John, but like, were you, I'm sure you were nervous, but did your excitement outweigh the nerves? I mean, going into that, that's got to be, you know, I don't know. Talk about that.
I've never been more nervous. I was, but that was, I knew that was going to happen, you know, so I made sure that I was more prepared for that than anything because right. the worst thing that could happen is you draw a blank or just be like, oh, wait, I'm just not in the moment and I forgot what's next. And so I made sure that I was more prepared for that set than any set I'd ever been. And I was more nervous than ever. But then also when it was over and it was done, I never felt more just relaxed and excited and just like such a great feeling knowing, okay, I did it. And, you know.
And it went well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I mean, I can't imagine. I'm surprised that doesn't happen more. The comics just don't totally lose their place. I mean, not that you're not prepared, but just that you completely blank and then like, what are you supposed to do? Sing a song or do some soft shoe? I mean, that would be horrible.
I know. I'd heard all those horror stories about getting bumped, you know, like these big famous people now that are like, oh yeah, it was my third time because I got bumped twice. So I was nervous about that. I was nervous about how it would go. And then it went well. And afterwards, and the only thing I was nervous about afterwards, because I taped it on a Thursday, they do two shows on a Thursday, and it was going to air on Friday. And I started out my set because they're like, oh, you can, you know, open up however you want. And I was like, oh my gosh, today, you know, what a great day. Today's just such a great day or something like that. And I was like, oh God, please don't have like a terrorist attack or something happen Friday morning. That was the only way that could not go well.
But for the purposes of people not getting hurt too, not just.
Well, that your- too. I mean, yeah, sure, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's so cool. That's one of my favorite, when I first heard that about you. There's another great Wisconsin comic, too, called Jeff Cesario. I'm sure you've heard of Jeff. He was on the show several months ago, and he said his character, I think he was a writer for a while on the Larry Sanders Show, and he said he was a running joke that his character, they wrote it in that he always got bumped. So Larry would say, I'm sorry to Jeff Cesario, we'll reschedule him. I think that's kind of cool, too, even though it's a totally different thing. I figured out another actor I really like who is a stand-up, who I think is a phenomenal actor, and he might be the best out of all of these, is Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. Okay, yes.
Yeah, he was a pure stand-up comic. He used to work, all jokes aside, in Chicago on the South Side, which was an all-black club at the time, in the early 90s. And the guy's won, you know, like, I loved him in Collateral, but he won an Oscar for Ray. Maybe one for Django Unchained. I don't know, but he's probably maybe the top one just on accolades alone.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you have a favorite comedy concert movie? Like Richard Pryor or Jim Carrey or?
You know, I mean, I don't know. Concert movie. I guess I would have to say, Delirious.
Eddie Murphy.
I don't know. Nice. I don't know if you can. I don't think that can. You can put that out today, but I mean that one was just so funny.
You can say it, but if people go actually watch it, they might think less of you.
Right. Exactly. I mean, if you're if you're talking just specials,
yeah,
I would say Brian Regan's "I Walked on the Moon."
That my all-time favorite. That is such a great. The whole thing, top to bottom, is flawless. It's a thing of beauty.
Great material. I love that it's taped in a club, you know?
Yeah.
It's just great.
That thing about him dropping his friend off at the emergency room and lamenting that they don't have valet parking. He goes, of all the places you need valet parking, you want to go in with your friend. You don't want to just drop mom and go, tell him you're shot. He is the best. I would probably agree with you on that, actually. But I like Woody Allen movies and Albert Brooks. Like, I like those kind of neurotic, character-driven movies as opposed to the big, outrageous stuff. And I don't know if you're supposed to say you like Woody Allen anymore either, because he's got kind of a – where are you at on that, Todd? Is it okay?
I mean, I guess we all have something in our past, right? We do.
Sure.
Pete, I know a little bit about you, so I know you've got some stuff in your background. But if you're good, right, we got to celebrate that a little bit.
Okay.
So
I've got some hot skeletons in my closet.
You're telling me.
After the election, I think anything goes. There's nothing in your past that isn't acceptable now. All right. Hey, John, before we let you get out of here, are you watching anything you could recommend for binge-watching purposes? Anything you're really digging at the moment?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just going to go with Severance. It's not new. They're going to come out. I think in January they're coming out with season 2, but that was really entertaining. That's what's jumping into my mind.
I haven't seen that, but I've seen like ads for it, and everybody seems to really like it. And I love finding a show where you have so many episodes ahead of you to watch. But I have not. I thought there was a. Aren't there a lot of episodes or seasons of that available?
No, they're coming out with the second season. I don't even remember. I think the first one, I don't know if it's 10 episodes, but it's just such an interesting concept, and it's really keeps you interested. And I'm curious where they're going to go with season two.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. All right. Good to know.
I want to watch The Penguin. I've heard great things about The Penguin. It's supposed to be the best TV, but I promised my wife I wouldn't watch it without her, and we just, our schedules are not aligning, but it's nice because now we'll have, you know, like you said, a lot of episodes. We don't have to wait week to week as it goes by.
Listen, I mean, if she's making you eat that bread, just watch the show.
That's payback.
That's right.
You can Netflix cheat. That's great. Yeah, I saw the first episode of The Penguin and I liked it, but I don't know why I haven't gone back to it. I have been watching Slow Horses. I highly recommend that. I've had like four or five critics on this show just say, you have to check this show out. So I finally did. And it's really good if you're looking for like a thriller.
I mean, you pushed me over the edge because I've heard a lot of people and I'm like, I don't know what it is. Doesn't look intriguing. But I love Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
I think it's just because I don't know what it's about. I haven't really seen ads, so I'll give it a try.
Yeah, it's worth it. We'll reconnect after you check it out. I've got about 48 seasons of Survivor I need to catch up on, so I'm going to be a little busy the next few days.
Last of Us. Did you watch Last of Us? That I can't recommend enough. It's a tough get through, but...
Yeah, I liked it. I didn't love it, but I liked it a lot. Is the second season out yet now, or are you still talking about the first?
No, still. I think it'll come out later in 2025.
How do you compare? Were you a Walking Dead fan?
I watched a lot of The Walking Dead. I think I was kind of pot committed to that. I watched the first season. I was like, I'll watch the next one. I just kept being like, I'm already invested. And then eventually I fell off. And that was good, but I liked Last of Us more.
Yeah, it's cool. Pedro Pascal is always fun to watch. That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you for the recommendations. John, this was fun. Always fun to have you on the show, buddy. Keep up the great work.
Sounds good. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anytime. All right. That's comedian Johnny Beaner. Check him out. All of his socials are at Johnny Comic. He makes it easy for you, so you can't afford not to check him out. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have it John and Gordy from the WMDX Morning Show in Madison that you can catch right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd, do we have time to catch up on some texts?
Sure. Go ahead.
We're okay, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Our question is, what is your favorite heavy metal song or band? It is National Heavy Metal Day today. Jameson from Pennsylvania says, Manowar, Brothers of Metal. And then he bails immediately and says, just kidding. It's so corny, but it's a guilty pleasure. I don't know that. Do you?
I don't. No.
Yeah. I kind of want to check it out now. And then he sent a really cool, looks like an album cover. But anyway, all right, Manowar. That's one. It's almost more fun to listen to bad stuff.
Sometimes, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah. Tom from New Berlin says, Steve Martin was a vaudeville, Martin Short with him. Okay. That's a great show too. Tom also says, Heaven and Hell by the Dio.
Is that Dio.
Ronnie James Dio, right?
Yeah, something like that. I
think so. I kind of remember that too. Bridget, Anything by Heart, she says, Barracuda. Yes, in all caps, baby. She says, loved, I got to play that now. Oh, maybe I said that about her.
I sent that to her.
Oh, you did?
I texted her and said, I got to play that now.
Oh, I'm reading your text to Brit. Okay, all right. So, and then Tom finally says, with you on Jamie Foxx. Thank you, Tom. Yes. Tom's always a good wingman. All right, John and Gordy, coming up next. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. November 6th, the Mesa County, Colorado District Attorney's Office announced charges against two women who allegedly stole mail-in ballots, filled them out, and submitted them in an attempt to test the ballot signature verification process. News site Colorado Politics reports that a U.S. Postal Service mail carrier, Vicki Lynn Stewart, allegedly provided Sally Jane Smith with 16 mail-in ballots intended for citizens in Grand Junction, Colorado. when county election officials found signature discrepancies, one intended voter contacted by the election office said they had not voted, and another voter using the state's ballot tracking system said the system showed he had voted when he had not. Local officials alerted the Colorado Secretary of State's office, and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation launched an inquiry in late October. Smith is accused of filling out and returning the ballots and faces 6 counts of felony identity theft, 2 felony counts of attempting to influence a public servant, and 6 counts of forgery. Mail carrier Stewart faces 16 counts of felony identity theft, 16 felony counts of forgery, and attempting to influence a public servant. If convicted, both women face substantial fines and/or prison time. Such election fraud is so infrequent, it rarely, if ever, affects election outcomes. We have links to the detailed reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
There are some words that only get used in association with a phrase or another word. Nobody ever uses the word tribulation. You talk about the trials and tribulations. Another one would be vim. Nobody uses vim unless you're talking about vim and vigor. I'm going to make that list of words that you never hear unless it's in that particular phrase.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Nothing gives me a warmer feeling than... Well, a lot of things give me a warm feeling, but when a texter addresses another texter, Tom from New Berlin says, awesome, heart... Obviously a Heart fan. And Bridget from the 818 says, thank you, Tom. Bridget got into it with Chris Casper one night. That was fun.
Really?
Yeah.
And not that it's a big deal, but it's Todd.
What do you mean?
I think wasn't Bridget, that's because I played her song. I think she thought my name
Todd,
was Tom.
Oh, Todd, yeah. Yeah, because she wouldn't see Tom's text,
it's okay.
Would she?
No, she wouldn't. Also, listen, the morning show that I produce, Mino and the Mayor, they've called me Tom before. And not on purpose, like as a joke.
I'm sorry to hear that, Scott. all right. We are rolling along, trying to make a Monday night feel like a Thursday. Todd's a little under the weather, but he's filling in for the K-Man. Conrad will be back tomorrow night and sitting in that chair. So make sure you cough all over it, Todd, and all over the board.
I'll be here tomorrow morning, so I'll add layers to it, okay?
He won't be able to avoid it. It is my pleasure now to welcome to Nightlights two of my favorite radio people. Forget that. Two of my favorite people. John and Gordy is how you know them. I know them as John Peterson and Gordy Young because we're friends. But they host the WMDX morning show in Madison here on the Civic Media Network. And they join me now on Nightlight. Guys, how are you?
Doing all right, Pete. How are you doing this evening?
Doing very well. Are you guys up past your bedtime? That is my question.
Well, you know, usually I stay up till about 10:30, 11 o'clock, but I get a nap in early afternoon. That's the secret. I go home, I have a little lunch, I nap out for about half hour, 45 minutes. I don't know what John does. John's with us, but he's checking his microphone right now. So we'll be along hopefully in a couple of minutes.
Well, we'll wait. But, we're not going anywhere. Yeah. What do you have for lunch after, let's say, a great show, like a nice bologna sandwich or some...
Well, today, Pete, I had a ham and turkey sandwich with a little bit of cheese on it, on some whole wheat bread, and some chips.
People are probably thinking I'm just trying to fill time till we get John, but I'm not. I'm truly was curious about what you had for lunch today, Gordy.
Do you remember Hee-Haw?
Oh, Hee-Haw, I remember, sure. Right? Yeah.
And they'd say, hey, Grandpa, what's for dinner? And he would sit there wiping the fake glass. That's what.
That's right. Yeah, that was great stuff. By the way, Johnny Beaner. The guy you had on, a comedian, I worked with him, I was not a stand-up comedian by any stretch, but at the Palace Theater a few years ago, I was working there as a weekend manager, and we set up this comedy series during the winter time, just to have something to do, and Johnny Beaner was there with some other comics that we had, Patty Vasquez, who I think know,
Bob Zaney.
Unbelievable.
We have John now.
Hey, thanks for filling in, Gordy.
I think, John, you've got some echo going on your microphone there.
Oh, do you?
Yep.
Yeah. See if you got your your Echo control under control. Anyway,
go to the knob that says. Favorite... Go ahead,
John.
You there, John? You there,
all right.
John?
Is that? I think does that work?
That's working. Yeah.
All right.
We're hearing. I'm hearing echo.
Okay. Oh, how about this?
You sound great,
you sound
John.
Great, John. All right.
Thank you.
Are you hearing echo from my microphone?
Yeah, I think John, it's from yours.
Hmm.
I'm just going to mute him for just a second.
Okay.
Hang on a second. Anyway.
Yes.
Now, you were talking about heavy metal songs. I've got my favorite.
Oh, lay it on me.
But, okay. Heavy metal bands. Does Led Zeppelin qualify
absolutely.
As heavy metal? Okay.
Yeah.
Communication Breakdown would be my favorite
great
heavy metal
one.
Song. Yeah. Love
and
that song.
They're all over like the lists I looked at earlier today. Led Zeppelin is all over them. So that's considered one of the best heavy metal bands of all time. Is that your music?
Then, you know, really I grew up on Beatles, but then Zeppelin and, you know, I hated AC/DC when they first came out. I hated it. Couldn't listen to them. And then over the years, I really started liking AC/DC, which is just weird, I think. But I enjoy their stuff, too.
Do you think sometimes it has to do with the time in your life? I mean, because there are bands like that I never cared for when they were their first go-around, but they either make me think of certain times and all of a sudden I love the music.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think you connect with whatever you're going through in your life or who you were with or where you were living and what you were doing. And that's the musical connection.
Debbie Boone comes to mind.
Debbie Boone. Where is she now?
I don't know. Pat Boone is gone. He left us a while ago.
Did he?
I think, yeah.
He's achieved room temperature and that was it. Huh? Yeah.
Right.
Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life, right? Is that a big hit?
Yeah. Look at Todd. God,
let's
oh, my God. I love it.
Now, this takes me back to 1978 when I was working at my first radio station, WNNO in Wisconsin Dells, and we played the hell out of this song. And I hate it. I just wanted to die every time we played it. I was like, oh, God.
I had my first clock radio. This was popular, as was Fox on the Run. Remember that song?
I think so.
These two songs were the only ones, and they played it over and over on WLS in Chicago.
But wasn't it great back then? Because you could have, you know, one right next to the other on the radio station, right?
Right. It was
Carpenters
genre.
And then AC/DC.
Alabama, Oak Ridge Boys. Absolutely. Hey, Gordy.
I went down to WLS one time when they were in the Stone Container Building downtown Chicago. I don't know if this is when Larry Lujack was there. And I went in there. And I knew somebody that worked on the FM side. Brian Kelly was his name. Different Brian Kelly than probably the one you know. But in any case, he got us in to WLS, and Larry Lujack was on the air. And I just remember he was in the studio, and he had all these cart decks. He had all the cart machines and everything all the way around. And all you could see were his eyes out of the window.
Oh, my gosh.
He was just such a presence and so sarcastic and so kind of, you know.
He was my childhood radio guy. Yeah, he was the guy. Everybody,
same here.
Animal Stories and all the.
Animal Stories.
They had that great jingle, Larry Lujack. Oh, this is crazy.
Have you ever read his book, Super Jock?
No,
Super Jock is a great book. You should find that online. Here we go. It's Communication Breakdown.
Let's pick it
up. Led Zeppelin 92.7.
Doing his best, Larry Lujack. That's Gordy Young. We'll be back, hopefully, with John as well, joining Gordy after Civic Media's award winning news. Stay tuned, folks. More Nightlight coming your way. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for matinee on air.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Donald Trump is expected to choose a one-time foe, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, to be his Secretary of State. CBS's Matt Piper.
The 53-year-old Rubio is a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and the top Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee and is a China hawk with extensive foreign policy experience.
A judge in New York is expected to decide today whether to scrap Mr. Trump's conviction in his hush money case. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
Either way he goes, the one thing we know for sure is that Donald Trump and his team take any ruling up to a higher court.
Two passenger jets shot at, one that left Haiti for New York, another about to touch down on the island. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The plane was on approach to land at the Haitian airport with 48 people on board when it appears it was struck by gunfire.
The union says a flight attendant was injured by flying debris. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's award season in the MLB. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Damian Lillard says the Bucks are working hard to get back on track.
You know, we just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well, and not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. It will become a little breezy by late this afternoon and especially into this evening. Our high today in the upper 40s to near 50. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered rain and a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here at 11:06. The woman is a fountain of positivity. Make sure you join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So that's the real one. That is not the Linda Carter inspired.
Correct. That's the real one.
That's the Kiss I know.
Oh, Linda Carter, though, in that video.
That's the Kiss I like better.
With
all right.
With the feather boas and stuff?
It's when Kiss had the feather boas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very...
Really? You like that, huh?
Well, I like her.
Yeah. So you don't care what's going on with Kiss. It's just Linda Carter.
She could sing You Light Up My Life, Rock and Roll All Night, Time to Say Goodbye. It wouldn't matter. She's stunning.
I have to agree with you on that.
We dated for a while. It was the late 70s.
Really?
It was a crazy time. I was 12. It just didn't work out.
Did she use the lasso on you at all?
Lasso? No, yeah, but I would let her.
Yeah, I know you would.
Well, the truth at that point.
This is Conrad would never take this to a rated R show. I don't know what's going on with Todd there on the other side of the glass. But hey, this is exciting. We have John and Gordy from the WNBX Morning Show. John and Gordy here on Nightlight tonight. And we got John's issues figured out. John, you're there, right?
I think we have those issues figured out.
All right. I thought this was funny because I saw John in the parking lot the other day at Civic Media in Madison, and we talked for a few minutes. And I said, yeah, come on the show. And then he said, all right, Gordy will be joining me. And I thought this would be a great way to play a joke, like act like you have technical issues and sucker Gordy into staying up a little later.
It worked.
Yeah.
Now I know you're for real. It's great to have you and great to have both of you here. So you guys helped me out big time. I did my first remote ever from the Minocqua Brewing Company in Madison on East Wash, and you guys were lovely enough to sit there with me, crammed in the corner, sharing a mic, and helping me pass the time. That was a really cramped atmosphere, and so I still cannot thank you enough for that.
I would think that's more traumatic than anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
I mean, I was traumatized. I mean, every time I said something like three or four sentences in a row, somebody would say, no one's hearing you. You know, you're off mic. No one can hear you.
Yeah, we were sharing one mic between the three of us. I don't know. It was
a headphone mic.
It was, we had a headphone mic turned around. I mean, it was a very weird kind of a last minute setup.
And the headphones around.
Some of it was working and some of it wasn't, and we had a PA that was not connecting. I don't know.
Oh, you guys were odd. Troopers.
It was fun.
It was memorable. We all decided to do the show topless. I don't understand why we did that, but it worked. It worked.
Yeah.
So
good time.
I think it was the pole dance at the end that really helped.
Yeah. and plenty of good beer, you know.
Oh, there sure was.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this is so fun having you guys here. I was on your show a few months ago when I was in Madison. So, this is fun. And do you guys have something you like to talk about together, more than anything else on your show, whether it's politics or entertainment or sports or whatever? Is there something that gets both you guys kind of riled up?
No,
no. Next question.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
No, wait.
We talk politics.
What do we all? There's one thing we always argue about, and that's Eric Clapton. That's one sore point.
Okay, that's a sore point. Billy Joel is the second sore point.
Billy Joel.
Who likes who?
We have a dispute about.
I hate Billy Joel more than anything. I hate Eric Clapton as much as that. You know, they're both overrated, and they both should just disappear and go away. That's my opinion.
You know.
I like both of them, and Billy Joel and Sting are going to be in concert in Milwaukee in April. So
wow.
I think I'm going to be there. Yeah.
Why? If you're Sting, I mean, they both have plenty of material to do their own show. Maybe
so
it just
who's the headliner?
Lightens the load. Yeah, know. That. But Sting, I would. Oh man, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Are you guys going? Do you guys do everything together?
I hate Sting.
we do nothing but the radio show together. We do. When it's, we come in, we say hello. Yeah. We say hello in the morning. We say, you know, when the show's over, it's like, okay, I guess we got to have a meeting for 20 minutes and then we leave.
So John hates everybody.
Get called into the corner office after every show and
reprimanded.
Read the riot act and then we leave.
For my attempt to say the S word, you know, I'm on this thing where I want radio to start broadcasting the S word more often all day long, not just in the late night hours.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we are accepting the S word now in everything. Bull S, right? Everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We should be able to say it. No one cares. What obscenity is S anyway? It doesn't exist.
You're talking about stupid,
CNN.
Right?
You hear it on CNN now.
It's on CNN all the time. They let guests say it. They just won't say it themselves. And that's their thing. But we can say it. We should be able to say it.
That's the thing, too. Like, on TV, they drop F-bombs on FX shows. And so why are we all, sometimes I'll have a guest slip up. And I'll get a look from Conrad, or I'll look at him like, oh my gosh. But it's like, no one is driving off the road when they hear that, right?
Right.
Right. And you've got do you have the dump button? Because we can start swearing like sailors now. And
actually, we haven't been lined up with that yet. So please don't, guys.
Oh, really?
Well, I thought we just explained it so we could get away with it.
Just all I'm saying is there are a lot of other S words you can say, John. You don't have to go right to the, okay. John, we were talking about it's National Heavy Metal Day, and Gordy Wade didn't have a favorite heavy metal. I know you hate everybody so far that we've mentioned, but do you have a favorite heavy metal song or band?
I got to say that I really don't, but I love some of the heavy metal that I've actually accidentally run into and listened to. So, no, I don't know any heavy metal bands.
Oh, wow. That surprises me.
Yeah. But ask him about the movies and ask him about Comic-Con.
Yeah,
then you've hit gold.
Hey, I know, Pete, that you don't follow the superhero cinema at all. You know,
a little. DC cinema, I'm trying to be better.
I know that Con does, right?
Yeah.
He's into it.
Sure.
All right. So we love that. And that's we play off of that on the show every once in a while. You know, we're a political show. We're the only political morning show in civic media, I believe.
Okay.
So, you know, we get some credit there.
Absolutely.
And all of this. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it works.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, we tried so hard in this last election to get everything done the right way. And I think we did such an exceptional job without the results we were looking for, obviously.
Right. So let me ask you this. You guys are movie fans. This isn't a superhero movie, but Wicked is opening in less than two weeks now. Reviewing off the charts. I don't know if you guys heard about this. Yeah. Mattel put their merch out and they have Wicked characters.
We didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
We heard about it. Yeah.
They meant to put wickedmovie.com. Instead, they put wicked.com, which is an adult film site.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
And they do great work, but it's not the place to have, you know what I'm saying, right?
And Pete hasn't been off his Mac since. So
I did extensive research.
Did they put that on a specific toy that you can still go out and get? Because that's going to be worth a lot of money, right?
Yeah. I would think so. And it got me, my mind going, why not have like little porno action figures, you know, and put, that could be kind of a cool thing, don't you think?
Could be something.
Got awful quiet.
Something.
Yeah. Do you have a cricket sound effect over there, Todd? So you guys heard about that. Is that the kind of thing you discuss on the morning show on WMDX?
We do, yes. Okay. We get into it deeply. I mean, I could have actually said, you know, these are great trailers and previews. Go to their .com. Right. Wicked.com.
So, all right. So, John,
we get into all kinds of things. You know, what we try to do is do stuff that's really current. Like when we come in the morning, we start watching CNN and MSNBC. And if there's anything that happened overnight, we try to hit that, especially if it's a weird story, like the story of 40 monkeys escaping from some research facility in North Carolina.
That's right.
That happened yesterday, I think.
Oh,
and there's still 18 of them on the loose. You know, just oddball stories.
And they had postmarked ballots too. I mean, they could have voted.
Yes, they could have voted.
I'm trying to get one of them on the show, but they don't know anything about show business. So take a hike, pal. Yeah.
Look, the thing that I'm most entertained by when I listen to you on the way into work, I listen to your recast in the moment. But
thank you.
I love the accents. There's so many Northern Wisconsin accents of your guests. There's nothing like it. You can't hear that anyplace else.
No.
Well, and there's another thing. Now, John, you were having a couple of technical difficulties before we started, before you came on here. But you may not know, Todd Michaels is producing tonight. And Todd is the guy that's the ghost hunter, right?
Yes.
Todd is a ghost guy.
Wait,
and we want to get you on the show, on our show, to talk about that.
Oh, he's great.
Anytime, you guys. I met John and Gordy a couple of months ago when we were at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. I wanted to be Gordy, okay, because of the voice and the smoothness, and I and John is my spirit animal. I want to hate everything in life, you know.
great description.
He just said he wants to be you guys, and he hates everything in life. Do you still want to have him on your show?
Of course,
I hate everything.
Perfect guest.
But the whole thing here is, you know, I've had so many experiences myself, you know, with spirits and ghosts. I even saw an apparition once.
Oh, nice.
So you know, we could always get into that. I could tell that story.
You could, why don't you, you were a kid, right?
Yeah, I was a little kid. I was watching, I was at a farmhouse in Janesville. I mean, this house looked really old. It was very, very old. And I was crawling around on the floor, and on the TV was a science fiction movie I was watching, Invaders from Mars. And I was crawling around, and all of a sudden they have a parlor in the front of the house, and those doors were always locked. It was a double door. But this time one of the doors was open. So I thought, well, I'm definitely going in there. So I went in that room, and as I was crawling around, I this piece of cloth was hanging down, and I was pulling on it to see what would happen. And I looked up, and there was this old man looking down at me. Yeah.
How old were you when this happened?
And I ran out of the room screaming. I don't know, maybe 5, 7, 8, something like that. And I went and told my mom, and she was with the owner of the house, And they said that that sounded just like, I described him, sounded just like their passed away grandfather. He just passed away.
What? So, whose house was it?
It
was an old farmhouse, but was it?
It was an old farmhouse. They lived in it. Everybody, you know, it was a nice visit. We went there and worked on the farm as we always did each and every summer to bale hay. And the owners were there and, you know, I just happened to scream and yell as they were sitting in the kitchen.
Yikes.
And I told my story and they said, gee, that sounds just like your grandfather just passed away. And just
he was a real kidder.
And my mom never said that they were just saying that to appease me, you know?
So, oh my gosh. Todd, since Todd has been Todd's been on my show as a guest a lot, talking about ghosts and ghost hunting, the paranormal. And I got into it a little too much one night, and I went home, and my wife was out of town that night, and I'm got the house to myself, and that's when it sinks in, and you're like, oh dear, I really don't want to have one of those experiences, because I don't think I could live there anymore. So many people, Todd, have been on the show, and they're like, oh yeah, I saw an apparition, I brought something home with me, one guy said he sat up in bed and looked over, and there was a ghost. How do you still live in that same house?
That's true. It's around us all the time. I remember John telling me that story several months ago because I remember thinking, I've never seen an apparition like that.
Yeah.
So I can imagine what that was like. How old were you, John, when that happened?
I had to be around 7 or 8, something like that.
Yep. Still a child. Yeah. Yep.
I don't think.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen, Todd?
Well,
or experienced?
One of the weirdest things that I experienced was hearing a conversation right in front of my face, and there was nobody standing there, but there were two people talking.
That
freaked me out. And then at the National Railroad Museum up here in Green Bay.
Oh, that's a great one.
Literally saw a shadow figure peeking out behind the pillars in the building, and then we actually caught it running onto the huge locomotive train that's there.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. What a great
I did need to clean out my underwear.
You have you on. You caught me on that one. Okay. I give up.
You guys have him on. I'm telling you, he has got one more story. Can we pick up with that, John? Can you hold on to that? We'll open with that. John and Gordy are here from the WMDX Morning Show in Madison. You can catch it every morning here on the Civic Media Radio Network. They're hanging out with us at night here at Nightlight. And we've got a few more minutes with these guys when we come back. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You ain't but not me.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The titties and the dunder cheap.
So, someone you guys might know, Catherine texted in from the 773 and says, tech geniuses, listening and watching YouTube with three hearts. That's from Catherine. John and Gordy from the John and Gordy in the Morning Show, WMDX, Madison's awesome morning show that you can catch here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Guys are helping me close down the show here. John, yeah. You were about to talk about another paranormal experience you had.
Yeah.
Please.
Yes. We can't sleep without a white noise box.
Oh, yeah,
and
same.
On that box, it has just a whole bunch of different frequencies of white noise. And we had it tuned into one specific frequency, which we just haven't been able to exactly find again. But as we were listening to it, we could hear people in a party talking. And it was wow. just the greatest. You could hear what they were saying. And it was scary, but it was also kind of fun, you know,
yeah.
being in a party in bed, sleeping, you know.
Todd, so. That's a thing, right? Well, frequencies.
There's a theory that white noise allows the voices to come through easier. They're able to use that energy from the white noise to actually produce words and sentences and conversations.
Whenever I turn my white noise machine on, I just hear red rum over and over. It's very soothing right before I go to sleep.
It's not good. Can't be a good thing.
No, it's not good at all. Do you guys have a fun guest coming up this week? Who's coming up on your show this week, or what can we look forward to?
Tomorrow on the show, I believe we have Judy Davidson. Davidoff. Judy Davidoff. She's from
newspaper. Yep.
Okay.
Isthmus, which is a local Madison newspaper that comes out once a month now. And she's a great guest, and they have a special issue this month on nonprofits. We have a bunch of regular guests. We have Rocker in the studio every Friday morning to
give
the Max Inc. preview for the
weekend. We also have Mike McCabe, who used to be a part leader of and developer of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. So
he's an excellent.
We've got some really good guests.
It's such a fun show. You guys are so much fun to listen to. Was it weird getting back together after all those years? Like, you guys did radio, you took a long hiatus, and now you're back. How long did it take you guys to get back kind of in the groove?
We're just about there. It's been a year.
I was going to say day one at work.
Well, see, yeah, we have different opinions about that.
Yeah.
But we'd not worked together for 29 years.
Yeah.
Although we kept in touch over the years, not every year. You know, it wasn't we like were, we sent Christmas cards or anything like that. But, you know, we weren't
that close, but we did talk every once in a while. We were not as distant as I am with my first cousin.
Well, I moved to Indiana for 20 years, so then John stayed in Madison that whole time. But so we kind of lost touch during that time, but we still call each other occasionally or just say, you know, how you doing, whatever. And then I moved back to Wisconsin 9 years ago, and we started seeing each other every once in a while. We'd go out and have a beer, you know, every 6 months or so. We were like, should we do a podcast? Should we do something? Should we try to do anything? We were like, well, we can't work in radio anymore. Nobody knows us, remembers us. And that was, that was about 8 or 9 years ago. And then we kind of kept in touch. And then Civic Media happened a couple of years ago. And that kind of got on both of our radars. And then Catherine Lake became program director a little more than a year ago.
Yeah.
And we
always actually be listening to us, and she's constantly supervising.
we had actually helped her start her career when we were together, you know, 30 years ago.
Yeah, we helped.
We simulcast a show. She was on WORT in WORT in Madison doing the morning show. And we were doing the morning show on WMAD. And we thought, who is this person that's doing this live show from a diner? And let's get her on the air. So we did a sign. We called her up while she was on the air. And then we met her a couple of times. And then we got fired from MAD. And then she took our job on the morning show.
Full circle.
We got fired from. Full circle. And then we lost touch, you know, for many, many years. But
and now she's making fun of your tech abilities. So it's everybody. You guys, this was so fun. Sorry about the tech issues, John, but I'm glad we got them worked out. Thanks so much for being on the show, and keep up the great work on the show at WMDX. It's a great show. Thanks so much.
Well, we want to have you on our show again.
Yeah. Anytime.
I would love to. Anytime.
And Todd, too.
You bet. Yeah.
We're a package deal now, so there's no way around that. Okay. All right.
That sounds good.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great night.
All right, Pete.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Pete.
Very welcome. John Peterson and Gordy Young. Check them out on the morning, every morning on WMDX here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So we've got, Todd, how are we doing with our texts? We have a couple more to read here, I think.
I think so.
Bridget corrected herself. She said, sorry, Todd. So she did get it right.
That's right, Bridget. Get it right.
Steady Eddie says, Pete, Doc Rivers might be a great singer. Think of an extra raspy Rod Stewart, or even better, Louis Armstrong. Love me some Louis Armstrong. I'll pay you $1 if you play a little Hello Dolly sung by Satchmo. Oh, sorry, we're seeing this now. We'll figure that out, Steady Eddie. Maybe tomorrow. Singing star could be Doc Rivers' true calling. Bucks are 2-6. Steady Eddie. I know.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not good. Maybe he should sing. Tom from New Berlin says, stop the LSD.
I think that was the echoes that we had going on. I think he was having flashbacks to.
Steady Eddie weighing in again, this time probably as Steadfast Edward. Pete, you have greatly exaggerated the death of Pat Boone. He is 90 years young, and he once made a heavy metal album, No More Mr. Nice Guy. Steadfast Edward. Tom from New Berlin says, that's looking for sporting goods type index. I don't know. Catherine says, why don't we see Todd? I don't know, Catherine. We're having tech issues, Catherine, but I'm glad you listen. I always love when Catherine listens. Hey, thank you to everybody. Thanks to John and Gordy. Thanks to Johnny Beaner. Todd, thank you for riding shotgun.
You got it.
Always so much fun. Thank you for all your texts. We will be back tomorrow night. Hopefully the K-Man will be back, and we'll do it all over again.
He better be.
Yeah. This has been a fun Thursday night. I hope you've enjoyed it, even though it's Monday. Good night, Wisconsin. I feel the room sway from the band. One of our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas. Find an empty lap, fellas. 93.5 The Tap. Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, we talk film noir with Civic Media's own Earl Ingram. Then I'm joined by the Wisconsin Historical Society's Kurt Griesmer, who talks Dungeons and Dragons.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.